Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
What you believe is where you're going to end up. Listen, I'm saying that again. You should write this down. Whatever you believe is where you're going to end. Look, you look at Joseph. My God, what happened to that man? Right? If you look at Joseph, what happened to that man? He went through it all. Correct? But where did he end up? To our sea of the world. Why? Because he believed. Like I said before, his problem was telling it to his brothers. Sometimes you've got to sit on the word, let it just manifest. You understand what I'm saying? Let God be God. We get excited. I know what it's like. You get excited. God's God told me this. God told me that. People look at you. You will not be accepted in your own hometown. Remember what God said. Jesus was not accepted around his family members and people that knew him. Well, not his family members, but people in the town where they knew. We know who you are. So don't be blurting out to your brothers and sisters, you need Jesus Christ because I was like you and I'm saved. Look at me now. They'll look at you and say, we know who you are. We know where you come from. You got the same parents as me. You're just as bad as me. And they won't receive a thing. Let manifestation happen. My family watching on TV right now, praise God, they know me before. If they think of me as before, they will receive nothing. But they've seen a change in me. Well, it took maybe 9,000 miles away from them to see the change, but they've seen the change. Come on. So don't be blurting things out of your mouth. Make sure that God's released you. Sometimes it's not even for the church. Sometimes it's not for anybody else. Even a prophetic declaration you get, it might be for you. So we need to exercise a bit of wisdom and knowledge with that. Amen. But he says, yeah, where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say to him, what are you doing? See, when you're in kingship and you make a decree, you make a declaration, you prophesy. He already said in Job 28, he said, you shall decree a thing and it will be established. Can you say amen? Job 22, 28, and thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto you. Well, Jesus being the king spoke and it happened. He created everything by speaking. When a king speaks, watch ya. I love the way he says it. Ya. Where the word of a king is, there is power. So stop looking at yourself as just a little nobody, nothing. Amen. You're a king. With a priestly anointing. Yes, amen. But I'm a woman. Doesn't matter. You're a king. If you want to be called queen, you're queen. But you're still the same thing. You see? All right. So whatever situation you find yourself in, you got to remember this. You and God are the majority. Doesn't matter how bad things look. Doesn't matter what's going on in your life. With you and God, if everyone's against you, you and God are still the majority. And you've got to get that in your spirit and you've got to know it because Jesus is where? We said, He's in me. He's in me. Amen. That's why we say, greater is He than the whole world, if need be. Me and Him. The majority. Come on. Come on. This will stop the enemy in his tracks when you get to understand this. Greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Anyone, anything, anywhere. That's why it says, He says, no weapon formed against me. They are being formed right now by our politicians. weapons are being formed against you, being used of the wrong spirit. Amen. We don't look at flesh. Our war is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual things. Amen. But they're being used right now to bring things against you. But God says no weapon formed against you. There are weapons being formed from our politicians around the world, not just here, around the world. Weapons that the enemy is using. Let me tell you, one of the worst weapons that I've got a thing about this, a pet peeve about this, is this abortion nonsense, this stuff. It is the most evil thing. I'm sure in God's sight, it's the most evil thing. And let me tell you something. That gives the devil such a right. Like Jesus had to have his blood and we had to receive his blood to get forgiveness for our lives and cleansing of sin. The devil's using the blood of innocent children to entrap people. He's got a legal right. As long as we say it's legal and we can do it, you've given him an open door into the nation. Amen. You may think that's foolish, but it's not. Every time Israel started sacrificing children to other gods the way the other nations were doing, bang, God took his hand off them. They went into captivity. This is a major issue with God. In fact, it's one of the first commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So we've got to have the confidence in the anointing. And when I say it and when I act on it, the anointing is released and it shall come to pass. See, every time Jesus prayed for someone, he was so confident of the result, he didn't have to think about it again. Even when he cursed the fig tree, he didn't think about it afterwards. He just went about his merry way, knowing it's done. And so, if you look at it this way, he says in Mark 11, 24, he says, when you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. That's like an open check, guys. When you pray, believe you receive it and you shall have it. It's like a blank check from God. Praise God, praise God. Amen. And so we've got to have an actual faith in God and the anointing, because what happens is the anointing is on the greater one on the inside of me. And here's the problem. If I can do it in my own strength, then I won't need the anointing. I'll never call on the anointing. If I can accomplish it, if I can achieve it, if I can do it, if I can do the studying to get the degrees, etc., if I can do it, I don't need the anointing. So now it's lying a resident but ain't doing nothing. That's why you got to get to a place called the impossible. Because when you can't do it, that's when he kicks in. Oh, come on. But you got to have faith and trust that he can do it, and he will do it, and he has done it. Do you get that? Put your hand on your heart and saying, I'm heading into the impossible to get my things. Amen. Praise God. I mean, think about it. You watching by way of the internet, so glad you're with us. You can do the same thing. Put your hand on your heart and claim it. Always claim it. God is watching over each and every one of us, and he's waiting for spirit-filled, faithful words. That's exciting. Amen. Look at a man like Gideon. Think about Gideon. I love Gideon because God called him a great man of valor while he was hiding in fear from the enemy. He was hiding in caves. And God comes and he says to him, oh, you great man of valor, while he's busy hiding. In other words, let me tell you what, God doesn't see who you see yourself as. God sees you according to the potential you have. Did you get that? God looks at you and he sees you according to the potential that's available in your life. So he saw the potential in Gideon. Gideon's hiding, trembling and scared of the enemy. And he says, man of valor, I want you to go and rescue Israel. He turns around and says, but I'm of the smallest tribe, but. God told him, I'm going to use you to defeat the enemy. Judges 6, verse 33. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east were gathered together. That's a lot of people, thousands. And went over and pitched in the valley of Jezreel. Now this is the enemy. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Who came on Gideon? Some of you heard it. Who came on Gideon? What was Jesus anointed with? How God anointed Jesus with? The Holy Spirit and power. So that same Holy Spirit came on Gideon in Old Covenant, right? So watch it. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto Asher and unto Zebulun and unto Naphtali. And they came, all came up to meet him. So Gideon calls all these people, God's got a job for me. I better get as many men and women and donkeys and horses and axes and cows as I can get. Right? Look at the response. Judges 7:2. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with you, what? Are what? Too many for who? The battle's not yours, guys. The battle is the Lord's. Is that not what it says? He says, you have gathered too many for me to give the Midianites into the hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. See, if you can accomplish it in your own strength, you don't need the anointing. So God's doing a lesson here. He's teaching these guys something. I mean, bit of a fearful lesson when you think about it. You better be full of faith. You better have a lot of faith. So he goes on and he sets out a fleece for God. He says, please, I'm going to put some wool on the ground. And if it's dry in the morning when there's mist on the ground, you know, let the fleece be, I mean, if it's still dry and the mist is there and the moist, let the fleece be dry. And he does it. So he says the next day, he says, one more test, Lord. I mean, you know, God's telling you to go and do something that's big. One more test, Lord, and in the old covenant, you could use a fleece. It wasn't against God. Today, he doesn't like a fleece. If the light's red, I'll pray. Well, no, not that. If the light's green, I'm going to turn right. If it's red, I'll turn left. Is this God leading me? No. We don't throw fleeces out to God. If so-and-so comes to the door first, then I will make sure that I do X, Y, and Z. We don't throw a fleece out anymore. By faith we live today. We live by faith by the Son of God. Amen. So he says the next day, he says, Lord, okay, you did that one. Thank you. Now I'm going to put a wet piece there and I want the ground to all be dry. So he does it. The next day he wakes up. The fleece is there. It's wet. The ground's dry. He says, okay, I believe you. I'll do it. Right? So he was in some kind of fear. How many of you think you might also like to throw a few fleeces out? I know I would. Think of Abraham, go kill your son. Let me tell you what about Abraham. When God said, go sacrifice Isaac, he needed Isaac to be sacrificed so he could sacrifice Jesus, his son. But when Jesus was being tested and tempted by the scribes and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, remember what he said? He said, you believe Abraham, but you won't believe me. He said, before Abraham was, I am. What? You're not even 50, they said to him. You're not even 50 yet. And you say you've seen Abraham, you know him. Jesus said, no, but he saw my day and he was glad to see it. I believe God had to show Abraham, this is my personal opinion, he had to show Abraham Jesus on the cross and being resurrected. He saw my day.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York.